This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
President Trump put himself before country.
Well, that House Judiciary Committee hearing looking into President Trump's possible impeachment is still going on. And during the day, over the last several hours, the hearing seems to devolve at times into nothing but delaying tactics, such as at one point when Democratic counsel Barry Burke was backing a witness into a corner and suddenly a point of order.
I mean, we described what Ms. Williams said.
Sorry, is that
was
your
inappropriate?
No, you didn't.
Ms. Chairman. If either you can ask, you
Mr.
Chairman, I'm not. He can either ask or answer. He can't do both. Mayor, you can ask or answer. You can't do both.
The gentleman is not recognized.
The chairman
and that went on for about another minute and a half. If President Trump is impeached, the Republican majority Senate would try him on the impeachment allegations in January, but his conviction by the required 67 of the chamber's 100 members and removal from office remains unlikely. Well, if the impeachment hearings are construed as the worst of times for President Trump, he is likely to boast of the best of times for the United States economy. Rita Foley of Associated Press has more.
The nation's business economists think the economy is growing, but more slowly. 2.3% in 2019, they estimate, slowing to 1.8% in 2020. What about a recession? They put the odds of a recession by the end of next year at 43%. But the chance of recession by mid-2021, 66%, they say. Half the respondents called trade tensions the number one economic risk through the end of next year. The survey is from the National Association for Business Economics. Rita Foley, Washington.
Well, for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky have arrived in Paris for long-awaited talks on resolving the military conflict in eastern Ukraine, and that has left more than 13,000 people dead since 2014. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Both of the leaders are sitting down in the French capital, along with the leaders of France and Germany, the talks focusing on the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement for eastern Ukraine that was brokered by Paris and Berlin, but has largely stalled. A major breakthrough at the summit is unlikely, and Ukrainian protesters are heaping pressure on Ukraine's leader not to surrender too much to Putin at their first face-to-face meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The talks in the so-called Normandy format will be the first time the heads of Ukraine and Russia have met since 2016, the first meeting ever between Zelensky, who was elected in April, and President Putin. At least five people have died and as many as 20 were injured after a volcano began erupting Monday afternoon off of New Zealand's North Island. New Zealand's Deputy Police Commissioner John Timms confirmed the fatalities and says the toll is likely to rise.
It's still too early for police to confirm how many people are involved. We continue to work as quickly as we can through a number of channels of information to confirm exact numbers, including how many people are still on the island.
He says the island is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing. Russia was banned from the Olympics and World Championships in a range of sports on Monday, today, after the World Anti-Doping Agency ruled to punish it for manipulating laboratory data. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov heads to Russia for a hastily scheduled meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and possibly President Donald Trump tomorrow. White House officials are signaling arms control will top the agenda, along with discussions aimed at bridging differences between Washington and Moscow over Syria and Ukraine. The idea for the talks appears to have been jump-started by Russian President Vladimir Putin last week, when the Russian leader said Moscow was eager to extend the New START nuclear arms control treaty by the end of this year without any preconditions. And North Korea's UN ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is off the table in any future talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korea leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.